Okay, so in my opinion, one of the main things that we do in our industry is we make people feel better about themselves or feel good about themselves. So, you know, empathy for us is being able to understand what the client wants from their perspective and hopefully facilitate it in a better manner. I personally, as a body piercer, have had the opportunity to deal with a lot of young women and a lot of young women with body issues. And I think that for me, in a manner in terms of that I found pleasant or hopefully was pleasant to my clients, is I am able to give them positive feedback about their bodies. You know, no, this is normal. You're a beautiful young woman. I mean, for men too, but I find young men tend to have less body image issues. And, you know, as a piercer, you know, I have had so many experiences with girls who, you know, would request specifically a female piercer because they didn't want to show their breasts to a man and they didn't like their breasts and their breasts are too small or too big or too whatever. And in my position, you know, again, we have to keep it very professional, but I can tell you that, you know, I have seen a lot of breasts and your breasts are normal. You're a beautiful young woman. You have, you know, a normal shape, a normal size. There's nothing for you to feel bad about. You should feel beautiful about yourself. And I mean, it doesn't have to be only breasts. You know, women tend to hate every part of their body. And I say this in terms of our experience. There are very few people or even women or men who are 100% satisfied with themselves. So, you know, for you to be able to say, no, I do this all the time, this is normal, I think it's a big deal for a lot of people. As a cosmetic tattoo artist, dealing with cancer survivors, I think there's a huge need to have empathy. People deal with their cancer, their journey through the surgeries and everything differently. And so not ever having had cancer myself, not ever having to had go through any sort of surgery, you know, I'm in a position where I do need to listen. They for the most part, they want to tell their story. They really do. I think it's cathartic in a way. And you know, just being able to be sympathetic and empathetic to the type of questions that I can ask and you know, how to encourage them in their stories. I had a client just last week that threw me, because most of my clients are victorious. You know, they're coming to me for the last step in reclaiming their body from cancer. You know, basically saying, screw you, cancer. You know, I took everything back that you took from me. And most of them are really positive about it in the end, that this is it, you know. And I had a client last week who was so sad. She had survived cancer. She had a husband and two teenage daughters. Her surgery was beautiful. Her tattoos turned out great. But she had this lingering sadness in her. And she said that it was just like there was a piece of her that was taken and that she just couldn't get back. And it was a very difficult situation for me to sort of have to try and imagine what she had been through. It was really difficult because it involves a knowledge and understanding, and it's really hard to understand something you've never gone through or haven't been put through. You know, it requires imagination, you know. And I think that you know, if in order to be capable of empathy, you have to have a broad life experience. You have to be knowledgeable in a certain way. You know, if you live in your bubble and you only know a certain type of person, it's hard to understand what else is out there. So maybe you travel, maybe you read, maybe you just talk to a lot of people, but you have to get that there's something else out of your own mindset and understanding, you know? You know, I think when you work in customer service and you have a business, you know, you always want people to be happy. There's a really fine line between fixing something that was indeed either a mistake, because it happens. I mean, when you're dealing in the human world, we're not machines. You know, people do make mistakes, or something that maybe didn't heal in the way that it should have, and that could be an issue on the client's end too. To the other end of the spectrum, where people just have very unrealistic expectations, and you know, trying to deal with that in a manner that maybe keeps people coming back and not bad-mouthing your shop, also not, you know, losing money losing money in a sense of, you know, like refunding somebody for something that maybe they're not happy with, but it's their own fault. You know, it's a very fine line in terms of the types of things that you can deal with. So yeah, customer complaints are all from one end of the spectrum to the other. Thankfully, I don't have to deal with too many. We have a pretty solid team, but I will say that a lot of people don't get it. There's an ignorance involved, and it's our job to educate people. You know, I mean, the onus is on us. Every client that comes in is a fresh canvas, if you will. You know, we can't expect them to know everything about tattoos. So if we do a good job educating our clients, then we have less issues to deal with in the long run. Empathy is not essential to do the job. Someone wants a piercing, we can provide the piercing. Empathy, however, I think is imperative in terms of providing the experience. I work in an industry that is, there's an intimacy involved in what we do. There is a violation of somebody's body when you are piercing them or when you are tattooing them. You are getting under the skin. It creates a relationship between client and artist. Even if that relationship doesn't like really exist, it creates one. There is a connection that happens. And so if we want clients to come out of their experience feeling that they've gotten something additional to that piercing, something that may have them referring you to their friends, something that may have them just feeling great about what they've done, then I think you have to be able to have empathy. You have to be able to connect with the client on a different level. You have to understand what it is they want, sometimes why they want it, and how you can give it to them to serve the needs that they have. You know, and sometimes they're just physical needs, sometimes they're psychological needs. Sometimes you are tattoo artist / therapist, unlicensed therapist. But I mean, there is this thing that exists in our industry. Most people are coming, not most people, I can't say that. A lot of people are coming to us because they want to feel better about themselves. It might be because they've lost someone and they want some sort of memorial tattoo. It might be because they have body image issues and they want to feel better about themselves by getting a certain part of their anatomy pierced. It might be because it's a way for them to rebel. A lot of people get pierced after a breakup, and they because their significant other didn't used to like piercings or tattoos, so now they're doing it because they're free. You know, there are so many different reasons, and I think as artists, it serves us well to be able to empathize with our clients.